Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, welcome. It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're going to be getting into a lot of things today, but one of the things that we talked about off the air is what are we going to do right now? Because we had the Bishop of Buffalo with us in studio again, the first part of today's program. I strongly suspect that interview is going to be replayed in the 6 o'clock hour here at WBEN. But if you weren't listening yesterday, we did something that I kind of called Lightning Talk Radio. And the idea was to get as many callers on as fast as possible so as to minimize the amount of time you would have to spend on hold to have your opinion heard in your own words. And having just heard the Bishop of Buffalo, we'd like to try that same approach today where you call in, you give us your take on what you've heard, whether the bishop should proceed, whether he should proceed to move on. Give us reasons why, and we'll make it a quick phone call, and we'll get on to somebody else. So the idea being, we're going to try to get as many calls on the air as we can in as fast a time as possible out of concern and consideration for your time and your ability, again, to have your opinion heard. So right now we've got every phone line open. We can fill those up, and then it'll be lightning speed talk radio for the new generation of talk radio at 803-0930, 803-0930 is the landline number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And as we're, and only call in, by the way, please, this is request of Phil Kennedy in the next room. Only call in if you want to go on the air. If you don't wish to go on the air, please don't call in because it just takes up time and it takes up phone lines, and Phil is never going to pass on any messages to us whatsoever. So lightning fast talk radio. You heard what the bishop had to say in his own words. Your feedback on it, your take on it, could be something as simple as, do you believe the bishop? Do you want to believe? Do you want to see this bishop continue on? And some of you might have some thoughts on questions we asked and answers you heard. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. David, shall we get some phone calls in?
Yeah, let's do that.
I think that's always a good idea. Lightning Talk Radio, it's Bill in Williamsville. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Again, I think he should go. And not based on, David had referred to it as, kind of outside disconnect or hatred. Or maybe hatred's too much of a word. I do apologize. The other thing was the Tom, you had said about his feeling on things and, the higher up. I just feel that a lot of that was fluff. You guys, it was nice talking to him and listening, but it was a lot of fluff. The feeling I have is this: it's hundreds and hundreds of years of hierarchy, hundreds of years of hierarchy in the political, religious, and corporate world that the Catholic Church has dominated the world with. And that is what, when you asked him about repercussions and this and that, I'd have to review the whole thing with verbiage. But I just think that he or the other people, based on the numbers you did, lightning flash yesterday and the numbers today and that, I just think that any of these guys that want a career in what they've chosen, which is a religious career, which is a little different than the regular secular world, but these guys, if they want anything, they're not going to say a word. They're just, these guys are like lockstep, and they got to kind of hold the line. It's too bad that they have sold out their faith for this type of thing, and that's just how I feel as far as.
But tell me though, what's this based on? What was the act that Bishop Malone did that for you got you off the bandwagon?
Again, David, I spoke the other day about the fact of culpability. I think that this guy, if he's so many years, which he's been 20 years a bishop, he comes in here and you have no inclination based on accusations and corroborated accounts out in Boston and around the world. He comes in here and he's never heard a word about anything. Are you kidding me? You got to be kidding me.
So let's say he's just not, that's not true, and he knew about it all along. What did he do that exacerbated that?
Maybe he should have taken more of a proactive approach.
Yeah, but you can't do that when you're talking about someone resigning. You could say resigning from a position isn't what you could have done better, right?
He's only in the realm of being asked to resign or resigning or this and that based on what has gone on, actual corroborated evidence.
Would it change your mind at all if you went to Baltimore, Philadelphia, Southern California, and a diocese outside of Tennessee and saw the exact same allegations and charges for a bishop that showed up in 2013?
Yeah,
it's the same mode that they're doing in almost every city in America. Why are we looking at this and saying, oh, well, there's – do you consider that to be a legitimate ground swelling?
I don't think – don't get me wrong. I'm educated in the world for many years in business and that, and then also my faith. These people that say I'm getting out of the Catholic Church or this or that, if that's your faith, that's the way you're raised, this should not affect it. This is – not part of the Catholic Church, the things that are going on.
Absolutely. But do you find it odd that the exact same allegations are being made that are being made to Bishop Malone are being made to other bishops in other cities that are in the exact same position that he's in? These aren't bishops that were around when these allegations occurred, but they're being accused of somehow they're the lightning rod.
Almost like a template.
Yeah, it's across the board.
Not at all. I don't feel that. Just like you in the military or Tom in the race.
No, I'm not saying do you feel it. I'm saying do you acknowledge that it's happening? Okay. Like, does it change anything?
I think this is – you just – again, I'll go back to my statement I made a couple of weeks ago about the movie that came out in that, which really opened my eyes quite a bit more because being out of the Catholic Church, which I have, and again, I've joked about being a recovering Catholic, the fact is I just think that, again, things are not going to change my faith if I listen to this or that. Or if I was a staunch Catholic and this and that, or Protestant, whatever. That's the.
But you're not in the Catholic Church as it currently stands?
I am not as far as that.
Right. Well, so do you think that your opinion, I mean, obviously it's every bit as legitimate and valid as someone else's opinion, but when it comes to a Catholic who's there every Sunday, do they have like a weighted vote on the opinion scale?
Absolutely, and that's what I said. If you have the faith is in the face of what the Catholic Church stands for, not on the reprehensible misbehavior of miscreants, which is a small percentage of the Catholic Church around the world. That should not be the driving force of this decision of getting rid of this guy or that guy or Bishop Malone or anybody around the world, whether it's
But it literally sounds like a majority of the people that are for the resignation of Bishop Malone are doing precisely that. They're taking all of the sins and all of the wicked abuse, and they're putting it all together and saying, someone has got to wear this. Who's going to hold this as it blows up? And that's Bishop Malone.
Yeah. Bill, we got to move on to some other folks. We go to Mary in West Seneca, trying to get as many people on in as short a time as possible. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Don't believe a word he said except for him not resigning. If you ever dealt with the bishop in the diocese, you would realize how good he is. He tells you exactly what you want to hear. Case in point, Art Smith was accused of abusing boys. What did he do? He kept them in, and then Art Smith went from kids to adults. So he has no confidence. People do not believe in him anymore, and he can't keep saying that nothing's ever happened. He doesn't know what to do. He did the same thing in Boston. He did the same thing in Maine. This is his third rodeo.
Right. Okay, but to be fair with the Art Smith story, there wasn't an allegation of abuse made post-2012. The allegation was of weird, unprofessional, personal contact via, like, Facebook with an underage kid, And what Father Smith got, you know, tied up for most recently was an adult relationship.
No, I'm talking about when the principal from the school in Woodlawn approached him and said that there's something wrong with Art Smith.
Right, but they didn't accuse him of having a sexual relationship with a minor at that time.
He was accused of it.
It was not alleged. It wasn't credible enough because the accuser and the school didn't do the proper paperwork that would have put him on the list like everyone else.
Yeah, you see, I can't believe anything he says. He tells you what you want to hear.
No, but I'm saying that those are on all the documents that were released to everyone. Who's on a list of credible allegations, where the allegations came from, how they went to this list. That was all released almost a year and a half ago.
There are documents, and he's got stuff that people don't even know about, that they have kept. Stuff that people had sent to him, and all of a sudden it gets lost in the mail. So there's a whole lot of stuff that people don't realize. Unless you're involved with the diocese and with the bishop, you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, but you can't use that, because then someone says, you know, I'm a police officer, and unless you're a police officer, you have no idea. A lot of people have opinions that aren't inside the diocese or don't have the close proximity that you have.
No, but I know of a policeman that was, they were told that if any allegations got to the priest, you don't arrest them, you go to the diocese, and the diocese will handle it. And they didn't, and they hid it.
I guarantee you that was going on. If that is true, that was going on in the 50s and the 40s, too.
Oh, it's been going on forever.
Right, right. So, but what I'm saying is that what you get, and God bless you, I'm not putting you, attacking you individually. There are a lot of people that are here like you, but if I really boil it down, you like the church?
I believe in God, and I go to church.
But well, hold on, I'm talking about the Catholic Church, the Pope.
Oh, no, the Pope is just as bad as the rest of them.
There you go. So what I'm saying is that, unfortunately, when you get like 2 degrees into where the people are, there's either a deep animosity for the Catholic Church, or they're a frustrated Catholic that left the church and has a deep opinion about the bishop. But again, that's a valid and credible point of view, and I'm not attacking your point of view. I'm just saying where it's coming from, that's the same demo that it's coming from.
All right, Mary, thank you. Got to move on. You heard the bishop on our show. Now it's your chance to have your say on what you heard.
But the follow-up to that is that I'm not saying that you don't have a valid opinion. I'm not saying it's not worthy of being heard or that it's shared with other people. But if you started a conversation with, I hate the Catholic Church and everything it stands for, and I have someone that I know that was victimized by a priest, this is why Bishop Malone has to resign. You're going to find that there isn't a single thing that they can prove or point to that is the reason why they feel this way, other than being an emotional mascot for all of the horrible things the Catholic Church has done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, but it is, I think, significant that out of the 250 people who could have signed Father Ziliak's petition to have the bishop resign, only 18 priests have signed that petition. Compare that to Boston back in 2002, when 60 priests in that archdiocese signed the letter urging Cardinal Law to step down. So, I mean, my dissonance, David, is coming from what I hear and read in certain media outlets about the bishop's unpopularity or the need for him to resign versus what some of the callers to this show will say, some of the emailers to this show will say, and the fact that I don't know that I believe that 86% of Catholics really want the bishop to resign.
But the other thing is, I just, that argument of you don't know what I know is just that never is going in any debate circle you're in. If you stand up and you try to defend your point of view with I have information that nobody else has, you're absolutely disqualified from the contest. There's no, I can't disprove you because only you have the information.
Right. And by the way, we both receive a lot of information from, I guess we'll say, both sides of the camp regarding Bishop Malone.
And there are mistakes being made. There are mistakes everywhere. When's the last time you went to the Department of Motor Vehicles? There's mistakes made every day. But my point is that, where are they rooted from? What is your desire to see? If you just want the Pope to resign because it's emblematic of all of this horrific behavior, that's great. But this last story is not the same thing of Bishop Malone. You know, 6 months ago, he was protecting the church, hiding. Now he's talking about there's so many cash payments that the church is going to go bankrupt. And people are still upset. What is it that he did that you feel is something that he should resign for.
Here is Bob in Amherst. Bob, thanks for holding. You're on WBEN.
Yeah, I support the bishop. He's got a tough job. It's a no-win job. He's taking fire from all sides. The easiest thing for him to do would be to walk away, but it shows the Catholic strength, the inner strength that he has. He has truth on his side. He's a great guy.
Well, you know, the other thing is that, you know, we're getting a lot of text messages saying that, like, Bishop Malone is our Judge Kavanaugh. There's an argument to that. It seems like no matter what the issue is, Judge Kavanaugh is going to be thrown under the bus, and he must resign. Why? Why must Judge Kavanaugh resign from the Supreme Court?
Because there's a big abortion case coming up.
Well, you got to get him out of there, right? So why is it that you want me to believe that Bishop Malone is the worst thing to happen to the Catholic Church, and then the bishop in Boston and Philadelphia and New Jersey, the bishop in, Southern California, the one in Tennessee, all of them are, it's the exact same playbook. They're targeting all of the, and what do you get at the end of the day? Do victims, are they going to get more money because of that? Are you going to be able to take care of more people that have been hurt? Or are you trying to just, now is the time to do a hostile takeover of the Catholic Church?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, David, I think we have to look behind the scenes and we have to look at possible motivations. And let's face it, politically correct-wise, the Catholic Church has some very unpopular positions, opinions, and dictates. And there are people who, I'm quite sure, would like to see those changed. And they would like to see the fundamental beliefs of the Roman Catholic Church change in favor of a more progressive, shall we say, agenda. Stay with us. We have more to come. And if you're on hold, please hold on to your line. Well, you heard the Bishop of Buffalo again on this show from 3 until 3:30. Your comments, trying to do this as lightning fast as possible to minimize your time on hold and get as many people on the air as we possibly can. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is David in Clarence. David, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. Hey, listening to the Bishop and listening to your show for the past few days here, I really think the bishop is should stay. You know, he's trying to sort things out. When it comes to priests and minors and adolescents, I think he's got his hands on the right pulse on that one. But right now, I think he's a little conflicted because he's dealing with, quite honestly, cases where same sex is involved. And my feeling is that these priests are human. And some of them like females, some of them like males, some of them don't have any preference. And I think he's trying to sort out what he should do with some of the allegations that have been made. To me, they're irrelevant. You know, in this day and age, you know, we see rainbow coalitions all over the place. And we know that priests have chased women for years. You know, I've seen it myself. So, you know, I think he's got to try to figure out what the proper direction is. If he suspends or puts everybody on leave, you know, he may not have a diocese, you know, because...
Well, of course, let's not forget, good sir, that the vow of celibacy is still there and is still a very important tenet of the church.
No, I realize that, you know, and I think he needs some direction from the church because over the years... I went to Catholic grammar school, Catholic high school, and I can tell you, all the horrible, not horrible things, but which I thought were comical things, with priests chasing after, you know, some of the students in my high school. And, you know, and the prefect would get in, did you see anything? And I said, yeah, we saw all kinds of stuff. Oh, okay. And next thing you know, they transferred the priest out to New Mexico to the wayward priest home out there, I guess. But in any event, I think the bishop is under an awful lot of fire, and I think people are just taking shots at him without any evidence. I think he's trying to sort through it. I think if there's evidence involved, I think he's looking at it, and then he says, okay, is this credible? You know, I'm going to act on it. I think the worst thing that they did is when they announced that they've got a multi-million-dollar fund to compensate people, because all of a sudden hundreds of people are coming out of the woodwork. Hey, yeah, this happened to me too.
Well, they also changed the law to enable these kinds of retroactive litigation processes.
Which I think things that have happened years ago, you know, happened, and they should be left to years ago, you know. Unless there was some absolute horrible abuse, and there probably was. And I think those people deserve to be compensated. I'm sorry.
Quite a difference. Thank you very much for the phone call. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Inigo?
Yes.
In Lancaster. Welcome. You're on WBEN.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, David. I really appreciate your covering of the issue, especially as you've been pretty fair and balanced, I'd say, in how you've taken both sides and looked at them for what they are.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
After, you know, listening, reading a lot of the articles that have been going on, I feel like the first few callers who have called in don't really have a leg to stand on, except they really just want to bring down the hierarchy of the church or the hierarchy of a business, what have you, without any proof to the proof positive. I feel like the bishop is trying his best. I think that he has made a couple mistakes, and those mistakes have been allowing some people to get close to him who have sort of turned on him a little bit. And I know people will say, oh, whistleblowing is protected and all that good stuff. But at the same time, there's a fine line between whistleblowing and treachery. And as we've seen the second leak, it seems like more of a self-protective measure rather than an actual whistleblowing.
Yeah, involving the what looks an awful lot like a love letter.
Exactly. And have you had the chance to read the love letter where it's been circulating online?
Oh, I've got a copy of it.
It's pretty unbelievable that that sort of thing can be read any way but one way.
And that's not the only thing I have.
There you go. But again, I feel like the truth will come out eventually. Unfortunately, at this point, it's really caused a lot of scandal, and some of it's not been written for a very good reason.
But was it at least somewhat encouraging to you that the bishop did, in fact, talk with Father Richard about the exact nature of his relationship with seminarian Bojanowski?
I think it's extremely encouraging, but I feel like at that point, when, you know, the coals were to the fire, or the irons were to the fire, you know, he got turned on and all that, you know, that audio got leaked. So it seems like a very protective measure more than a measure trying to improve the diocese.
All right, so what do you see happening?
Fair point.
What do you see happening next?
Well, I feel at this point that the bishop should be supported, because if this, you know, if he resigns at this point, this is sort of a domino effect where the next bishop, anyone who doesn't like him or doesn't want to help him, can get into a position close to the new bishop and do the same thing where, oh, I don't really agree. Let's try to get him to resign by leaking some audio, by leaking something secret, and then it's going to continue that way or in the other dioceses. So I think he's really got a lot of pressure, and I feel like some of it's not very fair, at least the way it's been covered. But the pressure is pretty tight right now, so it's too close to call.
Well, we've tried to be fair and balanced. I don't think we've just asked fluff questions, and I don't think we have been rudely antagonistic with the harder questions either. So thank you very much for your call. Appreciate it. David, we've kind of alluded to this and talked around it. By the way, we have one line open at 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. It's hard in this day and age, David, to take the political component out of pretty much anything in life. And, you know, how much of what is going on with not just the diocese in Buffalo, but Catholic dioceses all over the country, is it a genuine outcry by devoted Catholics concerned about things that have gone on in the past? Or is this an opportunistic way to get people to fundamentally change the Roman Catholic Church, which is opposed to abortion? It is opposed to same-sex marriage.
Do you think it's a spontaneous act to pick a bottle of water and pour it over the head of a cop?
Of course not.
So you watch it, you see it, everyone's doing it, and you do it too, right? Every single person that you talk to there's a million and five reasons why they hate Bishop Malone. Some of it's legitimate. Some of it's rooted in their own experience. Some of it's from what they saw in the newspaper or saw in the news or they heard in an interview with someone outside. But what are they members of the church, right? And the second thing is, you know, what is it about that action that you believe a bishop should resign? Because what will happen, as the last caller stated, is the next guy comes up and does the exact same thing Bishop Malone does. We don't like him. Let's take him out. Let's just start removing leaders because we don't want, you know, we want what we want. And the masses are just and we've seen it with Kavanaugh. We've seen it with every, communication speaker, secretary of the press for, the administration, the president himself, members of Congress, the Senate. It's the same characters. It's the same mode. How could you possibly say that this is a legitimate movement when it's happening in other cities? Bishop Malone doesn't have any control over Baltimore. Bishop Malone doesn't have anything to do with L.A. County. Why do they want those bishops out?
In other words, is this a concerted effort by people to fundamentally change the Catholic Church, to put it on the progressive path as the progressives see it?
You ask the three questions of everyone who wants Bishop Malone to resign and see what your answers are. What did he do? What's your stance on abortion? How, do you support same-sex marriage? What do you think about same-sex adoption? Then if you don't agree with the Catholic Church on any of their core basic values, what are you doing? You're protesting. It'd be like, let's have a protest against the local imam. Let's go out there and take out the local Muslim leader. Why? Because he doesn't believe in the things I believe. He's Muslim. They're not. What is he doing wrong? What has the man done? Tell me. None of these things happened on his watch. You know, you don't like his attitude. You don't like this. Just show me what he did, and I'll be on your side.
Let's go to Dominic in Erie, Pennsylvania. Dominic, you're on WBEN.
Hello. I think that most of my thunder's been stolen just now. I believe that virtually all of these discussions nationwide are politically motivated. The other thing I would suggest is that many of the bishops are being used as cutouts by the cardinals. This problem has existed for quite a while, and I think the problem is at the top. I really would like to see your bishops stay, if nothing more than to keep the light shining.
Well, now you're stealing my thunder, because that was the next question I want to ask to someone who says Bishop Malone should resign. Is when are you calling on the Pope to resign?
Well, I'm not a fan of this current Pope. We don't need to get into that, but I really believe that the bishops are being basically thrown to the wolves, so the people at the top don't have to deal with the problem.
All right, thank you. We need to break on News Radio 930 WBEN. You heard the Bishop of Buffalo on with us, and we're trying to get to as many calls as we possibly can with your comments. And, you know, I'm just wondering, is there anybody else out there who sees a political component to the movement, not just in Buffalo, but in other Catholic dioceses across the United States, to remove the bishop? I mean, how much of this is an attempt to destabilize and neutralize the influence of the Roman Catholic Church on issues such as the right to life, issues such as opposition to same-sex marriage? It is not exactly a quote-unquote progressive organization, although you do have a pope talking about climate change. And then, of course, he's a hero, but he's not a hero when he addresses things like the right to life or other concerns which may be counter to the progressive agenda. How much of this do you think is just part of a larger political game? I'm kind of curious. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Karen in Newstead, thanks for holding. You're on WBEN.
Hi. I'm a faithful Catholic. I have been since I've been born. I go to church every Sunday. I really wanted to give Bishop Malone a chance. When he first came out a few years ago with all of this stuff, you know, on Channel 7, I wanted to give him a chance. I really did. People make mistakes. I get that. But what I'm having a hard time right now is these mistakes keep happening over and over. Right when everything seems to be settling down, we find, you know, a bunch of more priests. And he promised us he would be transparent. And I don't think that's transparent when every 3 months, you know, we're healing, and every 3 months there's more priests, more scandals. Like I said, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but one thing I wanted to comment on, you know, I've been listening to you for the last, you know, few days about the bishop, and, you know, is this a political movement? I'm not sure if it's a political movement or not, but me personally, I really believe this is coming out. Back in, you know, the 60s, people didn't talk about this. People were told not to question. My mom is one person who told me, oh, we didn't question back then. Well, guess what? In my generation, if someone tells me not to question, I will question. My, you know, that kind of to me is a red flag. So I think with the bishops, what's happening, and I don't know if it's higher up with the cardinals and the priests. I don't know that aspect of it. But for me personally, I think, unfortunately, this has been going on, and now it's been brought to light.
Right, but so how does that reflect on the guy that you have locally who's going to go away forever in 2 years when he's no longer able to be bishop?
Well, here's the situation. He was an understudy for Bishop Law in Boston.
Right.
And, okay, he's 73 years old. He's not a 21-year-old new bishop. He knows what has been going on in other cities. So if it was me, you know,
Where is there a 21-year-old bishop, by the way?
What?
That's quite an achievement.
Okay. He's not new to this.
Right.
So he's older. He has wisdom. He has life experience. So for me, he should kind of know a little bit better than, you know, someone else who isn't a bishop.
So what happens if Bishop Malone resigns? Where do we go from there? The new bishop comes in, and it turns out in some crazy attempt to have order of march and command and control, the Catholic Church sends us a bishop who does everything Bishop Malone does. You ask him to resign too?
If he's doing the wrong thing, and he's doing exactly what Malone is.
So you just ask every bishop that you disagree with to resign?
No, I have no problem if people disagree. What I have a problem with is people's lives are at stake here.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that you go to Catholic Church every Sunday.
Yes, I do.
And you believe that right now, no one thought about this during Bishop Head when the abuse was going on. No one thought about this at any other time that we can unilaterally decide as a parishioner that we could take out a bishop through the democratic process. Do they give that when you go to confirmation or your first communion? You don't get a book on how to unseat the bishop, right?
Right.
And the reason for that is because the parishioners don't have a say in who the bishop is.
Right.
Because it's supposed to be, who's in charge of that?
Can I just...
No, but who, according to your own dogma, who is in charge of picking the bishop?
The Pope's...
it's supposed to be God. Right? But the Catholics say God chooses that. God chooses the Pope. God chooses the cardinals, right? And so my point is that at some point, we're going to have to realize that not everything is... There are some systems out there that have their own set rules, and, you know, just because you want something gone doesn't mean the next one you're going to get is great. And once you set that standard of you know, protesters now dictate who leaders can have as their leaders, that's a really dangerous precedent. Because now I can go to the mosque and say, get rid of that moderate leader you have there because I don't like him as a Christian. I don't have a say in that. I shouldn't.
Karen, my dear, we have to move on. If you have something else you want to add, we can go to you after the news break, or you can surrender the line. We'll leave it up to your discretion.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.